The glow of the sun appears above the Earth's curved surface. The Earth and the moon rest among a layer of clouds and stars. A lion-shaped constellation shines at the center of the universe. Reflective silver letters float among clouds. Lionsgate. The sun shines through the letters. Golden sparks rain down from between the letters O and N, Grindstone Entertainment Group. The core of the sparks expands and flares like sunlight. Pulling back, in the distance, a sunset streams through a city. In the center, a train speeds along a track. As it passes, letters appear, underlined in blue, EFO. Against a gray background, smooth red letters appear, MoviePass Films. A gold flash casts a passing shadow. A shooting star arcs above a spinning diamond which rotates inside the letter M. Words appear, Diamond Film Productions. Over black, words appear, Lionsgate, Grindstone Entertainment Group. MoviePass Films, Emmett Furla Oasis Films, and Diamond Film Productions present. An Emmett Furla Oasis Films production in association with River Bay Films. In a bar, a photo of a building rests on a table surrounded by men. A thin man pores over documents.
I'll take care of things from here.
A blonde woman brings drinks to the group.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Sure.
So I thought through every angle and reverse engineered each option. And if our primary is compromised, I set up two backside positions leading down the alley where we jam those surveillance cameras. And I'm gonna have two getaway cars positioned at the north end of the alley just off of 5th Street and one on the first floor of the parking garage.
A burly bald man glances around the group. A brunette woman stands and watches, arms crossed.
You all good?
Can I get you guys anything else?
Let's settle up.
Your money's no good here.
Thanks. Good?
Yeah. You're all right. Be careful, James.
See you guys.
Looks good, fellas.
Yeah.
The group leave. Aside from the thin man and the burly man.
Sure about this girl? She took me and my no one else would. Trust me. She's been working this game in this place, and she's got ties all over the city. She's our ace in the hole. Like you always said.
All right. No fucking around. Let's go over this again.
Little figurines stand in a model of a bank. Michael Chiklis. Bruce Willis. In a bank, a man with a mustache walks through a lobby. The image fractures and freezes. Meadow Williams, Kyle Schmid. A bank vault door. Written in permanent marker on a map, the word bank sits in a rectangle. The street is labeled Rosewood Avenue. Lydia Hall. A bald man with a chiseled jaw and a gray suit tosses playing cards over the model. Layla Kent. Texas Battle. Little green soldiers stand before a slightly ajar circular bank vault. A person in a white mask and bulletproof vest bears a rifle. The image fractures. Sven Timmel. John Hickman. A light passes over playing cards, a black book, and a photo of a park. Sergio Rizzuto. Tyler John Olson. The bald man tosses more playing cards into the model. Casting by Brandon Henry Rodriguez, CSA. Music by John Achley. In a bank, three figures in black masks stride through. The image fractures. Music supervision, Mike Burns. A photo of a satchel. Line producer, William B. Stakely. Co-executive producer, Ryan Black. Costume designer, Rachel Stringfellow. In a bank vault, a figure stands by the vault door. The image fractures. Film editors, Michael Trent, Bob Morey. Production designer, Russell M. Yeager. Light passes over a figurine. Between narrow parallel lines, Bridge 1. Director of photography, Peter A. Holland, ACS. A light shines on playing cards. Outside in a parking lot, two masked figures shoot from behind a car. The image fractures. Executive producers, Tim Sullivan, Alex Eckert, Cesar Richbow, Ted Farnsworth, Mitch Lowe, Ariane Fraze, Delphine Perrier, Henry Winterstern.
Three-card Monty is a confidence game.
a street hustle, in which the object of the game is to find the money card. The psychology of the con is to increase the mark's confidence until he believes that he has a special ability to cheat the dealer and win easy money. The people involved in it are known as shills. They conspire with the mark to cheat the dealer, when in fact, they're simply conspiring with the dealer to cheat the mark.
Directed by Brian A. Miller. Daytime, views of the Ohio River and a football stadium. Cream block letters form over a skyscraper. 10 minutes gone. Daytime, from a high-rise office, the bald man with a chiseled jawline stares out blinds. He checks his watch. 11 o'clock. Skyscrapers crowd a four-lane, one-way street passing over a bridge. The bald man, Rex, turns to an unfinished empty space.
It's almost time. How are we looking?
We sacked all surveillance cameras within a six-block radius.
On a table, a parking lot model.
We'll have at least a 30-minute window where all of this is clear.
Rex walks over.
So as long as the Sullivan brothers don't fuck up their end, we'll be ready to roll out as soon as they come in?
Well, that doesn't give me much confidence. Heard one of your boys had an image problem.
Carrying a duffel bag, Richard walks over.
More like hardcore rotten luck. Could have happened to anyone.
Yeah, but it happened to one of your guys.
He dumps the bag on the table.
His brother's a rising star. He's pulled some major scores.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
As we discussed, 500 for the hardware and the five-man crew.
Stacks of $100 bills rest inside the bag. Another man, Mitch, leans in.
The other one meal will be delivered upon receipt of the case.
A woman, Ivory, puckers her lips. A man wearing a shoulder holster, cap, looks on.
It's about right.
Cap takes the bag to a table covered with guns. Rex watches him.
All of these are clean. You can dump them anywhere once you finish your next job. None of them can be traced back. Care to inspect them?
Do I need to?
None of us would be here today if we didn't believe in honor amongst thieves. Right?
All right, so who are they?
Griffin is the best hacker I've ever seen. All he needs is inside access to the system. I guarantee you it's gonna be disabled.
Griffin rips out a hard drive.
Marshall and Baxter were the toughest guys on the circuit. They will not hesitate to throw down if they get backed into a corner. Frank and Joe Sullivan.
Sitting at the bar table.
Frank's the best lock man outside of New York. He's never taken a pinch like his brother. I was reluctant to allow a jinx like Joe onto one of my crews. But Frank stepped in and vouched for him.
Then you don't mind personally guaranteeing delivery.
Yeah, if everything goes according to plan, they'll be hitting the bank right about now.
Outside the bank, with a horseshoe mustache, Griffin exits a black sedan wearing sunglasses and carrying a silver briefcase. He checks his watch. Noon. He looks up and tips his cap. In a van.
Right on time.
At least we got a break in the rain.
Let's go, baby.
Let's do it.
Wearing ski masks, Baxter and Marshall grab their weapons and exit their SUV. They run after Griffin into the bank. Baxter opens a glass door. Griffin enters, followed by Marshall and Baxter. Griffin walks down steps. A security guard stands at the bottom. Griffin nods at him. He walks across the small bank behind lines of customers. Other guards watch him. He walks over to the last teller window and places the briefcase on the counter.
How can I help you?
I'd appreciate it if you get your ass in the ground.
He pulls a gun from his jacket, spins to a guard, and grabs him.
Well,
Move!
Tellers duck. He pushes the guard forward.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Freeze! Drop the gun! Drop the gun!
A guard aims at them. Marshall and Baxter run down steps toward the guard.
Drop it!
They knock the guard down. Griffin hits his hostage. Tellers cower.
Get on the ground.
On the ground! Ladies and gentlemen, on the ground!
I thought I told you to get your ass on the ground.
Griffin pulls a lever on the wall and looks at his watch.
30 seconds, a new personal best. You, sir, need a new security system.
You got the keys?
Vault keys!
He tosses them to Baxter.
There's not much left in there. We've been flooded out.
Baxter unlocks a gate.
On the ground!
Okay, okay.
Griffin checks his watch. Baxter arrives at a vault and aims at two guards.
Come on, let's go! Get out of there! Come on now! Let's go!
You make sure your face is on the ground. If I see your eyes, I will put a bullet in your head.
Move! Move!
Baxter pushes the guards out. Griffin holds his gun in the air.
Come on, move it! Get him! You two!
The alarm goes off. I shoot you. I don't get what I want. I shoot you.
Tellers tremble and hold hands. Griffin checks his watch.
That's me.
He walks to a security system and removes his sunglasses.
The keys?
Face on the ground!
Marshall unlocks a gate and walks down a corridor. Griffin pulls out a drawer. Marshall opens a door and lets in two more masked men.
How are we looking?
You guys are up.
Face on the ground!
The masked men make their way to the back of the bank.
Everyone flat on the ground, phones out!
Baxter zip-ties a man's hands behind his back. The masked men enter a safety deposit box vault. They lift their sunglasses. Joe checks his watch.
3 minutes, Frankie.
Frank walks to the back of the vault and attaches a decoder to a safe. He works the dial. In a smaller room, Joe searches through open safety deposit boxes. He takes one out, inspects it, and drops it.
God damn it!
Joe continues to inspect deposit boxes while Frank works the safe.
Stop breaking my concentration.
Figured while we're here.
Joe finds and pockets a bundle of cash.
Bingo.
Frank cranks the safe door open. Joe strides into the vault. Frank opens the safe door, pulls out a leather satchel, and places it on a table. He pulls out a small silver box.
We're home free, brother.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're ahead of schedule. So let's...
They look around. Joe grabs the satchel. They pull down their sunglasses.
Let's head for the primary. Go! Go!
They hurry through the corridor to the front of the bank.
Keep your faces down. Marshall, Baxter! Where the fuck are they?
Outside, Baxter carries a shotgun. Police surround the bank. They fire at him. He fires back. Marshall and Baxter hide behind a car. Baxter stands and shoots at an officer. The officer fires back. Inside the bank, Joe runs upstairs with the satchel. An officer shoots a window.
Shit! We gotta go! Secondary!
Joe runs back downstairs.
Go, 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 go!
Joe hurries past Frank, who closes the barred doors. They rush out the back door. Baxter reloads. Officers shoot from behind their cruisers. Baxter stands, fires, and ducks. An officer runs to another cruiser.
Headshot! Headshot!
Rounds the car and charges. He hits an officer in the stomach. He collapses. A woman opens the bank door.
What the hell is going on? What's happening out here?
Get back!
We have family members. We need your help getting out.
Get back!
I need help inside.
I said get back!
An officer ushers her back in. Baxter shoots him. Baxter runs toward the street. Marshall walks backward as he shoots the cops. Baxter shoots at a cop near the car.
Take him out, Carl! Let's go!
Freeze, you son of a bitch!
Baxter leaps off a ledge and shoots an officer.
Let's go, Carl!
They hop inside a cruiser. Marshall speeds away. An officer chases on foot.
Two suspects
in an alley.
We gotta get to the 5th Street exit. The fuck did the cops get here so fast? I had it timed out. Could have been a guard we missed. A secondary alarm. Bullshit. I had this planned out perfectly. No sense in worrying about that now. At the end of the day, whoever gets the package gets paid.
Frank and Joe toss their clothes in a dumpster.
What? Fuck this. This clearly our end goes straight to Claire's.
That wasn't part of the plan.
I'm not trusting anything we had set up with Rice. Let's get to Claire and get the fuck out of this city.
A figure leaps and strikes Frank. His watch cracks and stops at 12:15. Blue and red lights flash on the ground. Frank slowly opens his eyes. Through blurred vision, his broken watch, a building, his gun. Frank covers his ear and sits up. He looks around and stands. Frank frantically looks around.
Shit. Joe! Shit, Joe! Fuck, Joey!
Blood covers Joe's shirt. Frank presses Joe's chest, jaw hanging. Frank's eyes widen. Frank stumbles to his feet. He shuffles down the alleyway and reaches an SUV. He drives away. From above, dilapidated old buildings line a street. Frank rushes inside a dark building. He pulls his jacket off and walks down a hallway. He stops by a large window in a kitchen. He unbuttons his shirt and eyes a liquor bottle on a cart. He grabs the bottle, walks to a counter, and sets it down. He takes off his shirt. He tosses the shirt, grabs the bottle, unscrews the top, and swigs. He looks at his hands, then turns on the tap and scrubs at his hands. He cups some water and splashes it on his face and over his bald head. He turns off the tap and wipes his head with a dish towel. He pulls out his cell. The caller ID reads Rex. He swipes his finger over the screen.
Can we do this in person?
Where are you?
What the hell happened? This was a cakewalk. In and out in 10.
Maybe
we lost track of a guard.
Bad call, letting Joe run point. You guys are jinx. You should have let me buy him out. It could have been a solid payday instead of this fucking mess right here.
Security
detail changed. Some city was playing
Dirty Harry.
Where is the rest of the crew?
I don't know.
Got my bell rung.
You don't know. That crap ain't gonna cut it.
Frank paces the living room.
He's your brother. This is the kind of shit that put him away the last time.
Joe's dead.
Sorry, Frank. You know, this is still business. What's the rest of the damage?
I don't know who's still in play.
What is it? Went straight by the numbers.
The alarm went off and we cleared the vault.
Frank pulls a bag from the couch.
Where's the package?
Joe had it.
And all hell broke loose. I got hit in the back of the head and I got knocked out.
How did you get out?
He pulls out a gun.
We took the secondary getaway on Fifth Street.
It doesn't answer my question.
Where's the case?
I don't know, Rex. Probably whoever hit us has it. They knew exactly where we were going to be. And they left me there to take the fall.
It won't take long to ID Joe. Where are you?
Clearing out of my safe house.
What? Get to the holdup on Crenshaw. You were supposed to do that anyway.
Look, if someone's setting me up, then Crenshaw's probably already compromised.
Get your head on straight. Call me the second you hear anything about the case.
You understand that?
Frank nods and drops his head. Rex hangs up the call. In the high-rise.
I got a guy in Vice said the bank's a fucking mess. They shot the place up pretty bad, took out a bunch of damn cops in the process.
None of this connects back to me.
I'm on it.
Cops aren't holding anyone, but Joe Sullivan's on his way to the morgue.
Where's his brother?
He just got off with Frank. It's a rough break, but he's a pro.
Does he have the case?
Couldn't tell me a goddamn thing.
This isn't what I signed up for.
You've already made the deal for the hardware.
Which was contingent on the acquisition of that case. Now, without that, all of this is worthless.
I've never had a job go down like this. It wasn't the crew or me. It was the caper that went sideways. Who else was after this thing?
Besides us, every law enforcement agency in the country.
Rex stares him down. In an alleyway, Frank drives to a stop. He exits and stuffs a gun in his waistband. He heads back up the alley. A man sips from a beer bottle in a shotgun-style bar. Frank passes a line of patrons seated at the bar.
Whiskey. Neat.
Frank slaps a five on the bar top. The bartender pours a shot. Frank downs it.
You drinking a figuette?
I'm drinking to my brother.
The bartender nods.
I'm looking for his girlfriend, Claire.
The bartender stares at him. Frank takes another shot.
She's not here.
The man reaches for the cash. Frank grabs his wrist.
If she is here, she's in danger.
Upstairs.
Thanks.
Gun drawn, Frank looks up the staircase. He slowly reaches the top and looks around. At the top of the stairs, he looks around and makes his way across to another room. He grabs a blonde woman by the throat.
I don't have a cash ticket. Get the fuck out. Frank?
Joe's dead.
What? Can't be right. Shit. Supposed to be a really easy job. What the hell happened?
He lowers his hand.
Somebody shot him.
What do we do?
He reaches in his pocket.
I can give you this cash.
For what?
Joey asked me to look out for you in case shit went wrong.
What happened in there?
You got knocked out.
But you got away.
I woke up next to a dumpster where we parked a secondary getaway vehicle. But those 10 minutes, gone.
What were you after? Money?
Some sort of metal case. I don't even know what was inside it.
How can you not know what's inside?
It was just a job, all right? It paid well, but it was just a job. It's a bust anyway. What difference does it make?
It matters to me. That 10 minutes took away the life we had.
Look, he asked me to get you out. I can give you some money, but we have to go.
Who else was there?
You met them. There were five of us on the inside. One of them planned the outs.
The outs?
Escape routes, new identities, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Maybe one of them. Can't you just give
me... We're wasting time.
What the hell are you doing?
We have to move. Don't you understand? It's not safe for you here. The cops are going to be after whoever's close to Joe. Now put this on.
Claire grabs the coat. Outside, a silver BMW pulls up. Ivory exits. Through the window.
Is that who I think it is?
Frank turns.
Why would Rex send his cleaner here?
Fuck. Where's the back door to this place?
Through there.
We gotta go. Now!
Frank leads Claire out an alley as Ivory rounds a corner. They hurry in the opposite direction.
My window to get to Crenshaw is closed. Rex must think I ambushed the deal. You got someplace else to go outside of town?
I've got a brother that lives up in Minnesota.
Good. Anybody asks, you've been there all week. I'll get in.
Claire eyes the mirror.
Oh, shit, she's back.
Get down.
Frank watches. Ivory runs in the opposite direction. He holds his arm around Claire and pats her back.
All right.
She sits up. They share a look. Frank turns away.
I didn't think it would be so tight. My out's blown.
We should get out of here.
At the high rise.
Tell me we have eyes on Baxter and Marshall.
Still can't reach anyone if Frank hasn't been to Crenshaw.
Nothing?
Kep looks out the window with binoculars. Rex and Richard stand before a glass board. A hand-drawn map covers the surface.
From this vantage point, it looks like the cops have locked down about six city blocks, including their secondary fallback.
Every cop in the country's after this thing, right?
Right.
How do we know they didn't tag the score?
Because if they did, then I doubt we'd be standing here right now.
They glare at each other. Frank drives behind a red brick building with a loading dock.
What is this place?
Joe had designed secondary escape routes for both of us. His plan was foolproof. If someone hijacked it, it was one of us.
So why are we here?
Baxter is one of the guys covering the lobby this afternoon.
You think it was him?
He's smarter than he looks. He always kept dirt on everyone.
If this guy killed Joe, aren't you taking an awful risk going in alone?
I can handle Baxter. You stay put.
Let me come with you.
Not a chance. The only reason I got roped into this is because Joe needed a score to prove that he could still deliver. Unlock the doors.
Like it's gonna help in this neighborhood.
Frank opens the trunk. He grabs an L-wrench crowbar and walks up the loading dock stairs. At the door, he pries off a lock. Inside, a figure wearing a white top cocks a gun. Frank pushes through a torn plastic door covering. Frank creeps behind the man in a white top. In the white top, Baxter walks toward a table and wipes his brow. Frank follows him. He ducks behind a pillar and sneaks past shelves. Baxter loads a shotgun. Frank sneaks closer. Frank ducks back. Baxter leans a shotgun against a locker. Baxter hides two handguns under a woodworking table. Frank moves behind a stack of framing wood. He sharply drops. Baxter pulls a cigarette from a pack, then swigs from a bottle. Frank stands and quietly walks up behind Baxter. Baxter takes another swig. Frank aims.
Jesus, man. That sidearm for me?
I mean, just staying safe, man. How'd I know you weren't gonna bring the 5-0?
Anyone else here?
No, it's just me, brother. Hey, I know you weren't tight, but respects for Joe. It's all over the news. We in some gnarly shit, Haas.
What the hell happened back there? You got a rat in the crew?
Hey, we cool, man. I covered my post. It's all clear till things went postal. What happened there in the vault, huh?
Joey and I were ahead of the clock. You were the one with eyes on Marsha. You tell me exactly what you saw.
Sitting on the guards. When the fireworks started, you know how he rolls. Charlie Bronson had to check it out.
And Griffin?
Chilling at the security station.
Then what?
I got the hell out of Dodge when the alarms chimed. Been here ever since.
Griffin was supposed to kill the alarm system.
Yeah, man, but something tripped. After all these years, I dodged every bullet. I wasn't gonna wait for no cops. They were waiting for us right out front.
Broken watch.
Shit, we got heat.
Flashback, in the bank, Baxter points to a security guard.
Baxter, yourself, bring him up!
Baxter looks around. He runs after Marshall. Tellers cower.
Tellers, let's go!
Baxter runs upstairs. Griffin steps back from the security system.
Keep your faces down!
Griffin strides toward the stairs. Outside, Baxter walks out, rifle drawn. Marshall hides behind the car. An officer jumps out from behind a wall. Baxter shoots the officer in the chest. Another officer pops up. Baxter shoots and misses. He shoots at officers behind police cruisers. Baxter shoots and walks toward Marshall behind a car. The watch speeds from 12:05 to 12:15 in the warehouse.
Later, we dumped the car in the river and Marsh and I went separate ways. I had my eye out on the ball.
You think Griff or Marsh made a play?
I won't know that till I find him. Any idea where they're at?
Can't help you there, dude.
Why are you camping here instead of Crenshaw?
That's my hood. If we did get punked, the big kahuna might send out Ivory, and I don't want to be a part of any of that shit. It's probably Rex's boys trying to squeeze me to come in.
Baxter looks at his phone. A message from a private number reads, "Kill Frank and your marker will be paid."
Shit.
Baxter slips a cigarette into his mouth.
Who is it? Is it Rex?
Sorry, dude.
He throws it at Frank, who leaps behind the table. Baxter pulls his shotgun. Wood chips explode off the table. Frank leaps up and shoots. Frank dives behind another table. Baxter drops the shotgun and grabs a handgun. Frank jumps up. He chases Baxter, who fires back from behind a shelf. They both shelter behind pillars. Baxter reloads. Frank fires through a narrow gap. Frank drops a magazine and reloads. Baxter shoots at Frank. Frank returns fire. He runs and ducks behind neighboring shelves. He stops behind a metal pillar. Baxter empties his magazine. Baxter ducks behind a desk and backs away. Frank moves forward. Frank quickens his pace. He shoots. Baxter shoots from behind torn plastic curtains and retreats. Brows knitted, Baxter sprints out. Frank stops behind a pillar. Baxter grabs Claire and puts his gun to her head.
Back up, man.
Shoot him, Frank!
Shut up! Drop it or I drop her!
Hey, Baxter!
Huh?
You like dancing?
What?
Frank drops to his shoulder behind a table and aims.
hope not.
Baxter's shin explodes. He collapses backward. Claire grabs his gun.
Damn it!
Frank, hurry!
I thought I told you to stay in the car.
I heard shots.
Now, what were you going to do?
My leg!
Shut up! Help him up. Get up now.
I can't.
Help him up.
Okay, okay.
Stop. Let's go.
At the high rise, a photo of the satchel.
This is planned to perfection. It's all there. Everything.
They look at the map.
Maybe the best crew money can buy. It's just a simple fucking bank job if you know what you're doing.
Not just one bank. One branch, one location, one vault.
So why do we break into it?
In flashback at the bank.
12 years ago, there was this world famous jewel thief that stole what was equivalent today to 30 million in raw gemstones.
A woman dumps gems in a lockbox.
Now his fence was told to stash it in one of those safety deposit boxes, pending the sale of the merch.
The woman slips the lockbox into the satchel. A man closes the safe.
When the fence was killed for shopping around the jewels,
a hooded man pistol whips and shoots a man in a suit.
The thief fled to a non-extradition country.
Why now?
The man Chandler Bank was flooded a few weeks ago when the Ohio River overflowed. Now, their customers were told to come in and collect their property, or their safety deposit boxes would be moved to a different location. Now, I was hired to bring in the best crew to retrieve that, since he couldn't step foot onto U.S. soil.
Who else knows about this?
Look, I hired you because I was told you didn't ask those questions.
Your job was to tell the fucking truth.
Look, I can't wait any longer. Now, I know you and Frank are tight and all, but that case buys a lot of loyalty, but even more favors.
Never gave me a reason to doubt before.
Everyone's got their price, even Frank Sullivan. And everyone's an asset until they're not.
Richard straightens his collar and walks away. In the warehouse, Frank throws Baxter onto a couch.
Take it easy, man. Give me the reel of the next one to your gut.
I didn't do it, man. We got history, I swear.
Why did you try to kill him?
Look, the alarm wasn't my fault, man, okay? Griff got antsy when the shooting started. I followed Marshall out the door.
Frank loads a revolver.
Maybe we missed a teller or a civvy had a phone. It just happened so fast.
Frank shows a bullet.
Marshall was pinned down, gunning away. I got a few shots up. If that man can make it out, so can all of us.
Bullshit. Where's Griffin?
I don't know. I swear it's all I know.
Did he hijack us?
No, man.
One out of four, that's all you got left.
When the alarm went off, I got the hell out. You know I'm no good to you, Dad.
I don't believe him.
What's with her?
You don't remember Claire? Claire, you remember Baxter, don't you?
Of course I do. Hardest part about working in bars, figuring out who's drunk and who's just stupid.
Tell us where they are, or I'll blow another hole in you.
It's too late, bro. They're probably in the wind already.
Fuck! Where is Marshall?
That guy's no sucker. If you want to find him, he's probably where he's always at.
How about Griffin?
Got super clean. Surprised if he's still in the state.
Frank looks back. Baxter pushes him onto a table. The gun points at Claire. Frank kicks Baxter's injured leg and shoots him in the head. Frank rises.
That was close. Let's go.
Frank drives with Claire.
What the hell is going on, Frank?
Someone's playing me.
You heard what he said?
Yeah, and I don't buy it.
If Marshall killed Joe, he could shoot you too, right?
It's all a blur. I don't know what happened when I was up, but when I came to, Joey was already...
He was what?
He was gone.
Did he say anything?
No. But he did ask me to get you out if something happened to him.
He really looked up to you.
They pass buildings with boarded windows. They cruise behind industrial buildings. A man and woman wait before a run-down garage door.
What the hell is this place?
We call it the Raw Deal. High stakes, no rules. They pay the police to turn a blind eye. If Marshall's still here, this is where he'll be.
He grabs his gun.
You wouldn't happen to have another one of those for me, would you?
Yeah. You take the driver's seat. If he is still here, we might need to leave in a hurry, so be ready to rock and roll.
Got it.
Hey, Frankie, how's it going?
How's it going, bro? You all right?
Marshall upstairs?
Up there playing.
Cool.
Frank hands the man money. Upstairs, dice bounce over craps tables, then shuffle chips and place bets. Frank rises in a service elevator. Wearing a silver tactical watch similar to Frank's, Marshall looks around. A waitress walks around the craps table.
You need drinks here?
She grabs beer bottles from a bartender.
Thanks.
She walks past several full poker tables. At a poker table in the back, she sets down the beers next to Marshall.
Thanks, baby. Hey, I'll take care of you later, okay?
She walks away.
20 more to you, sir.
Three men play Texas Hold'em before a dealer.
20?
Come on, Lynn.
Snap
for Molly. You got it.
The elevator door rises. Frank looks out. Marshall taps the table.
Beginner's luck. Pair with you.
Kings and jacks.
Read them and weep.
Frank stalks to the back of the room.
What do we got out here?
Marshall throws down his cards and nods. A man reaches for the chips. Marshall grabs his arm.
What do you got? 3-10.
Marshall grabs the poker chips.
What are you two guys working together now?
Hey. Don't be a sore loser, all right?
Frank walks through the crowd. He reaches Marshall's table.
Come on. What's wrong with all you? All you fishes done for the day? Who's next? I'm bulletproof, baby!
Frank wanders in, takes a seat, and smiles.
Hello, Marshall.
Frank. That was some fucked up shit today.
Goddamn right. There you are playing cards like you got a pretty sweet hand.
Marshall reaches for a gun. Frank aims his.
Hey. Easy.
The waitress scrambles away.
Whoa. Easy.
People walk out. A large man with a goatee looks at Marshall, brow furrowed.
Calm down.
I got your attention now.
Why are you fucking with my sunny disposition, Frank? Everybody calm the fuck down. Jesus. Would you guys relax? Relax, okay? Put the guns down. Just talking here.
They lower their weapons.
See, these are my boys, Frank. These are my boys. And they've always been my out. And if you ask any single one of them, they'll tell you the exact same thing. That I've been here all day. That I won some. I lost some. But I'm still ahead of the game. What's your alibi?
I've been busy hunting down you sons of bitches. Now where's that goddamn case?
Hey, I held up my end.
Oh, that's not how Baxter tells it.
Baxter? Baxter waited till the end to show his rat-ass face, and I got the scars to prove it.
You left your post.
I had those guards wrapped tight. Swept the lobby 2 times. 2 times, Frank, and you and Joe are running long, and before I know it, 2 cops are in my eye line.
In the flashback, Marshall exits the bank. Gun drawn, a police officer approaches. Marshall unloads. Marshall and officers exchange fire. Marshall walks toward one who jumps behind a wall. Police cars speed into the parking lot. Marshall looks around. Marshall flips back from one direction to the other. Officers shoot from behind in their cruisers. Marshall shoots in both directions. He backs up, then runs behind the car at the poker table.
And I went out first because those two fucking pussies couldn't hold their own.
Who tripped the alarm? A guard? Someone from the bank?
I didn't miss no motherfucking guards. And what kind of Mickey Mouse job did you and your brother cook up?
Joe's dead.
Oh. Well, then Griffin's laughing his way to Mexico right now.
Griffin?
Yeah, Griffin. That cocksucker showed up when the shitstorm went down. And I figured he was just sick of waiting, too. But as soon as the alarm went off, he busted ass right after you and Joe.
Keep your heads down!
Flashback. In the bank, Griffin takes his briefcase and barges through a door.
And now I take this thing with no payoff, and Griffin's playing us like a bunch of chumps, and you're in here trying to take care of me? You couldn't take care of a $2 whore, you or your dead fucking brother.
Keep talking shit about my brother. I'll blow a hole in that nasty little fucking mouth of yours.
Frank stands. Marshall smiles. Two men slowly reach for their guns.
Me and my boys had plans after this, Frank. And now, we are going to have to take it out on you.
Frank shoots two men. Marshall leaps to the floor. Frank shoots more men. A man jumps on Frank's back. Frank flips him over a poker table, then shoots a hanging light. The glass rains down. Frank runs. Marshall rises and follows Frank. Outside, Frank knocks over the doorman and jumps behind the driver's seat in the SUV.
Go! Go, go, go!
Marshall runs out. He and a man shoot at Frank's car.
Oh my God, what happened back there? Are you okay?
You're fucking dead! Come on, fuck!
Upstairs.
Get up, come on, grab the cash, let's get out of here.
Marshall, a goateed man, and the guards grab stacks of cash from the tables.
Come on, come on!
Hello, boys.
They freeze.
Haven't heard from you, Marshall. Must have got lost on your way to the Crenshaw.
Ivory struts toward them.
Yeah, we were just heading there.
Little late for that now, don't you think?
Ivory shoots the goateed man and a guard.
Fuck! Doesn't have to go down this way, Ivory.
That depends on you.
At the high rise.
Anything yet? Nothing.
I've got eyes on Marshall.
Where was he?
Holed up down at the raw deal. Thought he was covering his tracks with 5-0.
Hey, that's not what was going on. We were just playing it cool.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, let's just keep this simple.
Go ahead.
He's all ears.
Look, man.
I don't care what you have to say. Who's got the case?
Baxter and Joe are dead. Me and Frank don't have the case.
That means Griffin did a snatch and grab.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I busted my ass to get out of there.
Cops were out front, the alarm went off.
Shit was fucking haywire, all right? Nothing went according to plan.
All the pieces were in position.
That's all I know.
Then I guess your markers are getting called in.
Marshall clenches his teeth. Ivory shoots. Marshall drops.
Marker called.
Do you have any tracking on Frank?
I had eyes on him earlier. He's got someone with him, a girl.
Sanitize the site so you can lead this to the case.
I'm on it.
Rex furrows his brow. Outside, Ivory struts away. Flames engulf the building behind her.
Cops still don't know anything. They're scrambling all over the city.
Anyone else think this isn't a big coincidence?
Rex frowns and looks around.
Joe comes to town. Now half the crew's dead and Frank's MIA.
Richard looks down. Rex scowls. He answers his cell.
Is that Ivory?
Doesn't say.
Let's play it back on this.
Follow these directions carefully. Case is secure.
same deal as before. $500,000. 10 p.m. Place. TBD.
Things are getting out of hand.
It's time to wipe the board clean. Liquidate everyone.
Frank drives through a park. He pulls over by a bench.
Joe and I came up here all the time. You can see the whole city from here.
It's a different kind of jungle. This city hasn't worked out like I planned, but I don't quit easy. You don't seem like the guy your brother told me about.
Reputations have a way of opening and closing doors. I was done way before ever taking this one on.
You really didn't know what you were stealing?
It's better that way. Cleaner.
Joe said we'd been set.
Must be pretty big for all this heat.
He was betting it all.
He never listened to a word I ever said.
You know, he couldn't have gotten on this if you hadn't vouched for him.
Well, that's because he spent 7 years in the joint for a job he did in Phoenix. No one would touch him after that.
He just wanted to be his own man.
He was desperate. He needed this. The thing I don't understand is I've done over a dozen of these jobs with Rex. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
It must have been Griffin on the double cross. It's a pretty good way to avoid splitting the take.
Griff doesn't take chances. He'd be on his way out of town by now. And there's only one guy who knows how to get him a new ID.
Frank pulls up to a brick hotel. In the rundown lobby, a man sits behind a window.
Yeah, is that what it is, huh? Because these tits were good enough for you last night when I threw you $50. Hey, I paid for the room in full.
Not the whole night, darling.
Oh, yeah? Was it?
Time's up. Get out of here.
You got a problem with that?
Time's up. Get out of here.
Cocksucker.
She lifts her middle finger and leaves.
Hold it with that tough guy.
Claire approaches the glass.
Hi.
Rooms are $69 a night or $20 an hour.
I appreciate that, but I really need to find my brother. He's supposed to be staying here. You see, he's gotten himself into a bit of trouble, and it's...
Love to help you, darling, but you know, lots of people come and go.
I think what the lady's trying to say is he'd be here to see the doc.
The doc.
Frank raises his brows. The receptionist nods back.
Did he have an appointment?
He doesn't make appointments. And you already knew that.
You don't take credit card either.
Well, fortunately for us, I brought cash.
All right. Rate is $500 for an operating room.
Frank counts out $100 bills and slips them in a tray. The receptionist counts. A man at a table playing checkers watches them. The receptionist grabs a key. He walks into the lobby and hands it to Frank.
Doc's been a bit busy today. I need you to stay in room 307 till his assistant comes and gets you.
Frank points at a screen.
You got cameras in every room?
Wait a minute. Now, that would violate our client's privacy, right?
He turns around. Frank strikes him with the butt of his gun.
Oh, my God!
He collapses. The man from the table hurries over. Frank front kicks him, then pistol whips him in the face.
I don't walk into a room unless I know how I'm getting out.
Frank looks through the glass at room keys and notes two that are missing.
Room 309 and 311. Let's go.
They ascend a large green winding stairwell. Upstairs in a hallway, Frank readies his gun.
Step back.
What if he starts shooting?
Hey, Griff, that you?
What the hell do you think you're doing? You can't come in here like this.
Take it easy with that, man. I don't even know you. Hold this.
Gun.
What do you want me to do with this?
Watch the door.
Okay.
Busy day for you, huh?
For you or for me? It's pretty quiet. Kind of dead, actually.
A friend of mine took a slug earlier. Maybe you worked on him?
A lot of people come in here.
I just do my job. I don't ask questions.
Griffin O'Brien. Tall guy, kind of handsome?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he took a ricochet.
Where is he?
You know I can't tell you that.
Yeah?
Frank holds a gun to the doctor and leads him out. A patient watches.
Eyes on him.
Hands up.
Just be cool.
In the hall.
He said if I was going to stir up, he'd shoot me.
Then you better pray that he's not feeling trigger happy. Now open that goddamn door.
Mr. O'Brien? It's Dr. White. I'd like to check your bandage.
Open it.
Frank shoves him into the empty room. The window stands open. Frank looks out.
God damn it.
Gone with the wind.
Where?
He got winged pretty bad. It took me 2 hours to patch him up.
Frank pushes Doc against a wall.
I don't give a shit what condition he was in. There's only about a half a dozen of you assholes in this city. But you are the only one who could provide him with a new out.
Frank!
Hold on!
Come on. The patient lies on the ground.
Jesus. What did you do?
He went for a gun. I had to shoot him.
Doc checks his pulse.
I'm sorry.
He peels off his gloves.
He had nothing to do with you people.
All right. Enough games. Where'd he go?
You know, even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Frank aims his gun at Doc.
Is that right? We'll just see about that. Sit down. Sit down! Put the mask on him. Turn it on. That's it. Now, nice deep breath, Doc.
Doc struggles. In the lobby, the receptionist stirs. He looks up. Ivory stares.
You know why I'm here.
He scurries backward into the office. He slams the door. He hurries to the panic button. Ivory pulls a gun. He ducks, then stands.
2 inches thick!
She holsters her gun. The man from the table charges her. She grabs him and runs him into the glass. Upstairs, Frank grabs the doc's crotch.
There you go. That's it. Now, I'm gonna ask again and you're gonna answer. Because as we both know, if we don't stop cutting this with oxygen, you're gonna hallucinate like a son of a bitch before you die. Now, where is he?
The receptionist opens a filing cabinet. Security footage of the lobby streams on a tablet.
Where is he? Where?
Frank still.
Montreal.
Frank grimaces.
Where is he?
The window splinters. Frank and Claire look at the tablet.
Shit.
You see that woman? You know who she is? Then you better start talking. For I guarantee you, she's gonna turn you inside out before she kills you.
Montreal.
Fuck it. Put it back on.
The receptionist pulls out a lockbox from a filing cabinet drawer.
What? The train to Montreal stops in Toronto. After that, he's out something.
The train from Montreal stops in Toronto.
The receptionist opens the lockbox. Ivory throws the man through the glass.
Come on, gotta get out of here.
The receptionist pulls out a gun. Ivory shoots him without looking.
Good luck, Doc. Let's go.
Doc lolls side to side. Ivory trots up the stairs.
This way. There's a fire escape through here. Come on.
Claire and Frank climb out the window. Ivory looks around the staircase.
We gotta get as far away from this place as we can. Come on.
Frank and Claire run across a fire escape. In the hallway, Doc drags himself to a window. He slides along the walls. The hallway sways and spins. Ivory rounds the corner toward Doc. He staggers into a wall. He turns and spots Ivory. He holds his hands up.
No, wait!
He shoots his kneecaps. At the high-rise.
Talk to me.
Looks like our boy Frank might have been right. Doc did a patch job on Griffin and sent him packing.
Where?
Train to Montreal. Board's 10 o'clock.
What? No matter what happens, Griffin doesn't make that train.
Fuck him!
She pours liquid on Doc.
Hey, you need to go send someone to intercept.
He's left the underground.
No way Frank's gonna catch him anytime.
We are totally off plan here. I'm not comfortable with any
of this.
There's
always a degree of risk when the stakes are high.
This is making me insane.
Go to the bar downstairs and have a few drinks. Tequila. Try tequila. It'll calm you right down. That's what you need.
Ivory flings a lighter. Flames engulf Doc. At the high-rise, Richard raises his phone.
You are all over the news, Richard.
This isn't what you promised us.
Look, we've got bigger problems than that.
You'll know that if the FBI figures out what we were after,
every one of us will be on their most wanted list.
Look, I'm getting on me.
They're starting to ask too many damn questions.
Tell him what he wants to hear.
Just as long as he completes the job.
I think someone from his crew is angling, trying to get a payday on this thing.
Then what do we need him for?
Clock is ticking. Make the deal with
whoever has it.
Right.
And you'll live to steal another day.
A blue suspension bridge with brick columns. Then, in a busy train station. Frank walks into the station. Claire follows a bit behind him. He looks around. Women converse. People quickly move down steps and around the terminals.
The Cincinnati Police Department reminds you to keep your luggage with you. All unattended.
I thought I told you to stay in the car.
Mike, you can search this whole station by yourself.
Not that you'd listen. Who knew so many people still took the train?
Didn't he say he was destination for Toronto?
It's a stopover on his way to Montreal. These are all end of the line.
The next one leaves in an hour. Platform 4.
Over there.
Cardinal line now arriving on track 3. Continuing service.
See these folks? Employees get to ride for free. No more paper trail.
If Griffin wanted to blend in, all they'd have to do is get one of those uniforms.
People in white uniforms pass.
Oh, shit.
What if he's already on the train?
No. It's way too early. He'd jump on in the last minute.
I got an idea. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
It's important.
She leans on the information desk. Frank quickly walks up the stairs. On the next level, he walks to the balcony and looks over. From above, he sees Claire speak to the information attendant. He moves back and rounds a corner.
Excuse me, I really need your help. My son, he's got away from me, and I don't know where he went. I lost my son. I can't find him. His name is Griffin. He's 8 years old. Calm down and tell me where you saw him last.
Frank walks along the upper level and scans the space.
He's wearing jeans and a blue jacket. He was over there.
Oh, yeah. May I have your attention, please? We're looking for an 8-year-old boy wearing jeans and a blue jacket. His name is Griffin.
Frank spots Griffin wearing a blue MTA cab on the lower level. He stares. Griffin looks up at Frank.
I got you, you son of a bitch.
Griffin pulls down his cap and turns away. Claire spots him.
Oh, there he is. I see him. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Claire walks after him. Upstairs, Ivory grabs Frank.
Ladies' room, move.
She guides him to a bathroom and pushes him to a sink.
Don't say a word.
She takes his gun.
Let's keep it simple this time.
Ivory, you got the wrong idea.
Really? Because I saw what you did to Baxter. You made quite a mess, and I had to torch the place. And now Rex is in a real jam because of you.
I got cracked in the skull.
Do you know how crazy that shit sounds, Frank? Straight up. You thought you'd get away with it?
Rex holds his phone at a table.
Meet at platform 7. Union Station. If you're not there with the 500,000 in 30 minutes, the case leaves with me.
Richard knits his brows and walks toward Rex.
I can't believe you're reconsidering this.
What other option do you think we have?
Have you ever considered that we could be getting set up? That could be the feds for all we know.
I doubt the feds are really that smart.
Rex answers his phone.
Got your boy Frank Sullivan standing in front of me. We're at the station.
She places her cell phone on the sink by Frank.
You're on speaker.
You didn't report in. Now you're taking down your own guys?
One of us is bad and it ain't me. I'm just trying to get even for Joe and get back what we set out for.
No, you're passing the buck when you screw up. Even if you're being straight.
It was my crew.
It didn't go down that way.
Come cleaner. Ivory's gonna take you apart piece by piece.
I don't want to see that.
Look, Griff has it. It has to be him. He's the only one left. I had eyes on him until your cleaner brought me in here.
Check his burner.
She snaps and holds her hand out.
Got it.
Check the last message he sent.
She swipes on the phone screen.
Nothing.
If I don't get the goods, I have no problem walking away with loose ends. That means you and your girl.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She has nothing to do with this.
Not from where I'm standing.
You're a tough mix, Frank. Squeezing you might be a waste of time.
It doesn't mean that I'm not going to give you the old college try.
Griff was making his way down onto the platform. If he sees Ivory, he's going to bolt.
Send me in there. I can flush him out.
You good with that, Ive?
I've got it covered.
On my way.
Ivory holsters her weapon. She takes out Frank's gun, removes the magazine, and empties the chamber, then hands it back to him. He nods. She pulls her gun out. She screws a silencer to her gun and hides it in her jacket. Richard stares at Rex.
Let's load him up. We're rolling out of this place.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Careful, Richard. Be very careful.
You just couldn't get past that blind spot, huh? For fucking Frank Sullivan.
You already paid me $500,000 for the crew. If those jewels are worth $30 million on the black market, then I am the best fence in town.
Richard looks around. Mitch swallows and watches him with knitted brows.
Hey, what do I need you for?
He raises the gun. Richard falls. Cap raises his eyebrows.
Smile, boys! We cut out the middleman!
Cap walks over. Rex gives them the duffel bag.
Let's go.
Mitch gets his laptop. They all walk out.
Your Cincinnati Union Terminal welcomes you to Cincinnati.
Frank rushes downstairs. He walks through the crowds.
Limited from Chicago, now arriving on the upper concourse.
Yeah. Ivory eyes him from the upper level.
Sort of regional bus lines are accessible on the lower concourse.
Frank walks down toward platform 4. Ivory darts downstairs, following Frank's path.
Regional line with outbound service to Indianapolis.
Keep this floor traffic moving.
Griffin pushes through the crowd and stops. He motions, guiding traffic. Frank passes a small bodega. Claire grabs him.
Frank, get over here. Griffin is right behind you.
Griffin is the least of our troubles. Ivory's got a gun pointed at my head right now. When I go after Griffin, you get through that door and you get as far away from here as possible. Understand? Go.
Frank paces toward Griffin. Through the crowd, Griffin spots him. Griffin turns and darts downstairs. Frank follows. Ivory holds her jacket closed and walks past the bodega. Claire turns and follows. Frank enters a tiled underground platform. Eyes wide, Frank searches around the terminal.
Your Cincinnati Union Terminal welcomes you to Cincinnati.
Griffin stands by a kiosk. He looks to the stairwell. Frank spots him. Griffin points a gun skyward.
Get down!
Frank darts to the doorway. Everyone scrambles and runs. The terminal empties.
You want the whole score to yourself? That's one thing. But after what you did to Joe, fuck you, we're fighting!
Frank steps out. Griffin stands behind a pillar.
I'm never doing that to you, Frank. What are you talking about? You brought me into this game!
Griffin backs away, shooting. He turns and runs. Frank shoots and runs after him. Frank stops behind the pillar. Griffin hides next to a car.
Heat's coming down, crew's gone, and here you are making a run for it.
What do you expect, Frank? You lost your goddamn mind.
Frank jumps out and breaks into a chase. Griffin takes cover behind a construction barricade. Frank stops near him.
Why, Griff? Why'd you do it?
I didn't do anything, Frank.
Yeah? What's in that bag?
You tell me, asshole, as far as I'm concerned, it was a bust!
Griffin shoots as Frank sprints behind a covered gate. He runs off as he shoots.
You were in control of the alarm system.
I didn't trigger the fucking thing!
Oh!
As soon as I came out of the security room, the cops were already there. We were fucking set up, Frank! I went out the back garage!
Griffin scurries away. Frank takes deep breaths and steps from behind the gate. Gun pointed, he searches. Frank creeps after him through signs, plastic sheets, and traffic cones. Griffin waits behind a metal sheet. Frank looks around corners, then jumps around the side of a truck. He walks forward, then backs up to a metal wall.
Drop the gun, Frank.
Ivory sprints toward them.
Drop it.
Griffin aims his gun at the back of Frank's head. Frank slowly shakes his head.
We were a crew, man.
Oh, we were a family, man. Marshall.
Baxter?
Both of those motherfuckers tried to kill me. They kept pointing the finger at you.
How the fuck was it supposed to be me if I was still in the fucking security room when you came out of the vault?
Got cracked in the back of the head, I woke up, and Joe's dead next to me. Who else is it gonna be, you the last man?
Joey's dead.
Frank's face drops.
You didn't know. You didn't know.
Griffin lowers his gun.
Shit, I'm sorry, Frank.
I'll be a son of a bitch. If it's not you, then... Who?
What the fuck happened, man?
Blood spots mar Griffin's white shirt.
Jesus Christ, Griffin! Griffin!
Frank. Gun pointed, Ivory walks out.
Don't even think about it.
Frank drops his gun.
Now move.
He stands.
Over there.
Easy. You got what you want.
He slides past her. She walks to Griffin. She crouches beside him. She takes the bag. She drops it on a pallet. She stares at Frank as she digs through the bag. She tosses a stack.
I don't even know what it is.
This isn't going to go down the way you want it to, Frank. Where is it?
Fuck.
He looks to her gun, then at her face.
You'll never know if you shoot me.
Ivory's body falls. Frank spins. Claire holds a gun. He stands, mouth agape.
For once, I'm glad you didn't listen.
Try to stay focused, Frank. You Sullivan boys are saps.
She aims at him.
Must run in the family.
You gotta be shitting me.
All wrapped up, neat with a bow. But you couldn't leave well enough alone. Gotta give it to you, though. All I had to do was point you in the right direction and squeeze.
In the alleyway, she shoots Joey. The watch breaks. Joey lies dead. Frank struggles to stand.
Why? You would have plenty with Joe's share.
His share? 500 grand doesn't begin to cover the markers he owed.
You've been playing me this whole time.
I did save your ass from Ivory, didn't I? I just didn't expect you to come calling earlier today. But I rode along. Watch you hunt down the rest of the guys.
In the bar.
Let's settle up, okay?
Your money's no good here.
Thanks.
It was ours. He was giving it all away with his stupid even split. So I cut it my way. Joe told me whoever delivered the case at the end of the day gets the full 500 grand.
How'd you know which out we'd take?
A girl like me, I'd heard about Joe's reputation for always chasing the big score. Even when he worked all the angles, the chips never fell his way.
Outside of the bank.
911, what's your emergency?
There's an armed robbery in progress at the Mann Chandler Bank downtown. Please hurry. They just shot my manager.
Claire pulls an alarm. She walks away. Cruisers swarm the area.
Charlie 326, show me arrival and hold the air.
Hey! We got reports of shot fired and we are not waiting!
In the alleyway, Claire hides behind a dumpster.
Let's clear the area and go straight to Claire's.
That wasn't part of the plan.
I'm not trusting anything we had set up with Rex. Let's get to Claire and get the fuck out of the city.
She knocks out Frank. She aims a gun at Joe.
Get over there.
What the fuck are you doing?
Toss me the case.
We don't have time for this.
I will not hesitate to kill him. Now throw me the case.
Jesus.
He throws it, keeping the gun on him. She pulls out the lockbox.
The key. Where's the key? It's no good without the key.
I don't have the key.
Bullshit. You worked it all out, every detail.
I don't have it. It wasn't part of the plan.
Can he open this?
I brought you in on this thing.
For pennies on the dollar, baby. No thanks. Now tell me, can your brother open this or not?
He reaches for a gun. She shoots him, takes the satchel, and runs.
You greedy bitch.
I wasted 10 years of my life in that bar. And for what? A finder's fee every time guys like you took down a big score?
She walks into the bar.
Everything good?
Everything's perfect.
Upstairs, Claire sets the satchel down. She takes the lockbox out and puts it on her dresser. She takes out a sleeve of small tools. Slowly, she picks at the lock and opens the lid. She pulls out the bag of jewels. She pours the bag onto a small mirror and examines one. She pours them back into the bag. She crams the baggie into a glasses case. She picks up a jacket and pockets the glasses case.
I just didn't count on you surviving. But I figured I could always use someone to help me cover my tracks.
At the warehouse.
Big Kona would send out Ivory, and I don't want to be a part of any of that shit.
Claire texts him, "Kill Frank and your marker will be paid."
That's probably Rex's boys trying to squeeze me to come in.
Sorry, baby. It's a bitter little world.
Why didn't you just shoot me when you had the chance?
Never walk into a place you don't know how to get out of. Sound familiar?
I've got what you're looking for. Case is secure.
Same deal as before. $500,000. 10 p.m. Place TBD.
Get up.
At Doc's, she points at the patient.
How long ago did Griffin leave?
What are you talking about?
Frank!
Hold on!
I'm not going to ask you again.
Jesus, like 30 minutes ago.
Where?
I don't know. All I heard was something about Union Station, and that's all I know.
Jesus. What did you do?
You went for a gun. I'm sorry. I just didn't count on you lasting this long.
She points her gun at Frank.
Fuck it.
Claire collapses. Ivory slowly stands. She aims at Frank and pulls out her phone.
We're in the construction zone.
A black Chevy SUV approaches them.
You wearing Kevlar?
Ivory bends down and picks up the glasses case. The SUV stops. Rex gets out. He struts to Ivory. She snaps the glasses case open, takes the diamond bag, and drops the case. Rex rounds a stack of pallets. Frank watches him approach. Rex drops a duffel bag. Frank glares at him. Ivory tosses Rex the bag of diamonds. Rex inspects.
Diamonds. So much for honor among thieves.
Rex smirks. Frank shakes his head. Rex picks up the duffel bag. Ivory shifts her stance. Rex steps closer to Frank.
We'll call this a down payment on the next one.
He hands Frank the bag.
Sorry about your brother.
Brows furrowed, Frank stares at Rex. He takes the bag.
It's time to get back on the clock.
He lightly pats Frank's shoulder, then walks away. Ivory looks at Frank, then follows Rex out. Rex gets into the car. Frank stands, mouth agape. He smirks. Ivory gets into the car. Flashing lights approach. Two police cars stop. Frank walks away. He tosses his gun in a trash can. Frank looks from the police cars to Rex's SUV. He smirks. He walks back into the station. Cut to black. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by Wendy Villarreal, narrated by Heather Foster. Credits roll, previous credits, executive producers, Ted Fox, Martin Richard Blencoe, Sergio Risotto, Lee Broda, Jeff Rice, Meadow Williams, Swin Timmel, Barry Brooker, Stan Wortlieb. Produced by Randall Emmett PGA, George Furla PGA, Sean Shanghai, Lydia Hall, Mark Stewart. Credits continue. Than you thought, 'cause you're dancing for a living, giving up.
missing.